Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge Morning Market Update, and we are seeing a quiet grain market this morning. July corn at 586.5, that's down 0.75 cents. December at 518.5, down 1.5. July at 1325.25 for the soybeans, up 0.75. All November new crop at 1179 was down 6.5. We got export sales this morning, and the afternoon report will cover that, but they were, again, not very good. July soybean oil at 48.52, up 52. July meal 401.40, that was up 80. The meal was one of the bright spots. We are entering a holiday phase here, so the markets may very well be quiet going through tomorrow. The markets will be closed on Monday. Old crop crush at 94 is up 575. New crop crush at 176.75, up 275. Wheat faring a little bit better. We see July wheat in Chicago at 608, up 1.75. July Kansas City at 818.5, up 6.25. July Minneapolis at 803, up 4 cents. Rice at 1473 is down 4. July cotton 82.40, up 68, while December new crop at 8014 is down 14. August live cattle at 164.32 is up 20. August feeders 235.07, up 55. July hogs 78 even, down 283. June milk at 16.34, down 3. July orange juice at 2.90, down 3.90. Crude oil at 72.17, down $2.16 a barrel. Diesel at 283.82, down 6.5 cents a gallon. Unleaded 255.66, also down 6.5 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 238 is down 2. Gold $1,969.40, down 13.10. Silver 23.13, down 11. Dollar index 104.14, that is currently up 25. Stocks are mixed, and we are off the best levels of the day noticeably. Dow Jones Industrial Average 32,720, down 79. S&P 500 41.34, that is up about 20 points or 0.5%. The NASDAQ is the strongest on some better tech earnings. The NASDAQ at 12,628 is up 144, or a little more than 1%. Interest rates remain mixed and choppy. The short end of the curve continues to go up. The 2-year at 4.42 is up 5. The 10-year at 3.76 is up 2, while the 30-year is at 3.97, down 1, as the intransigence continues around the debt ceiling. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.